Madiba Nelson Mandela by Kerry Shakabuna Marshall. On December 5, 2013, former political prisoner and former South African president Nelson Mandela, affectionately referred to as Madiba, father, by the South African people, has made his transition to the other side to be with our ancestral spirits. Madiba Nelson Mandela was 95 years of age when he passed away. To the world's people, Nelson Mandela and South African people's liberation struggle was an inspiration for their continued resistance to military occupations, neo-colonial economic policies, racism, wars of aggression, and domestic tyranny and oppression. For prisoners in America like myself, Nelson Mandela was a great hero to us because he was a prisoner like us. He was our beloved comrade in the worldwide struggle of the oppressed versus the oppressor. So to all of us prisoners confined in America's racist prison systems in the 1980s and early 1990s, Nelson Mandela, identical to political prisoner Mumia Abdul-Jamal at present, was our living symbol of a freedom fighter par excellence, of resistance, of freedom, of hope, and of truth, good, triumphing over falsehood, evil. Nelson Mandela was one of our Lions of Judah, our Christ Jesus who comes to bring the sword. Not a prison protest or rebellion went by that you didn't hear a fellow prisoner yell out, "Free Mandela! Down with American apartheid! Long live Mandela!" and chants of Amanla, freedom, in the faces of sadistic, armed, racist prison guards. We, prisoners in America, identified with Nelson Mandela as a political prisoner sentenced to hard labor at the infamous Robben Island prison because, likewise, we too were being subjected to the same racism, brutality, cruel and anti-human treatment and conditions and terror by Nazi-like prison guards on American soil. To throw our support behind Nelson Mandela and the South African people's liberation struggle, we learned all we could of Nelson Mandela. We analyzed his political ideas. We studied the South African people's struggle and apartheid and connected it to our struggles in America. And at every turn, we sought to inform others about Nelson Mandela's 27 years of imprisonment and the racist Africana apartheid system in Azania, South Africa, that were oppressing African and Indian peoples. So not only was Nelson Mandela the son of Africa, as he was reverently called, but to prisoners here in America, he was our beloved brother of Africa. Today, Nelson Mandela has ascended to Madiba of the world, so much so that the United Nations has established July 18th as International Nelson Mandela Day. Some things may seem impossible until it's done. The struggle continues. Madiba, we love you. Amanla, long live the spirit of Nelson Mandela. From the belly of the beast, this is Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.